You've worked hard since you arrived in the city, gained loads of experience, developed your skills. Everywhere you look, you see something you helped build. But now, you're looking to the future. And maybe you're thinking about where you come from. In Ireland, we need planners, carpenters, plumbers, roofers, engineers, architects, site managers, and more. We need you, with all your skills and knowledge, to help us build thousands of homes. You've built the world. Now come back and build the home that built you. For more information, visit gov.ie/buildingIreland. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
I've always taken them seriously. I just don't believe they're going to win the two big trophies under Arteta.
Ever.
I don't think so.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
The Football Show on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by William Hill. Download the app and play today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.
Welcome along to Tuesday night's football show. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, we're going to be joined by Tom English of the BBC to talk all things Scottish football. It's been a crazy few days. We've got Russell Martin getting sacked at Ibrox, Rangers falling to a 1-1 draw at Falkirk over the course of the weekend, which was the straw that broke the camel's back. Celtic stuttering along, which means that Hearts are flying high at the top of the table. They've been spending Tony Bloom's millions well in Edinburgh this season. So that's to come in the second part of the football show. Our number is 0879 180 180, if you want to send us a WhatsApp. Today, though, is Budget Day, and one of the top lines that has come out of the announcement of government building survey is that the government is going to put €3 million towards funding League of Ireland academies next year, and this is going to be part of a multi-annual commitment from the state. Will Clark, FAI and League of Ireland Academy Development Manager, is with us in studio. Evening, Will. Thanks for coming in.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
So the ask of the government was a bit higher than the initial €3 million per year, but still, this is definitely good news from your perspective, right?
Yeah, look, it's a really positive outcome. I think it's a really, I suppose, momentous day for youth development in Ireland, and obviously for the League of Ireland itself. It definitely gives us the platform to build upon and to move forward positively.
So this is going to be €3 million next year and for 2027 as well. Do we know what happens after 27?
No, so again, probably similar to yourselves, we would have watched the budget this afternoon, and obviously the respective ministers had their press conference this evening. So again, we're still waiting to see the actual detail just in relation to the actual, the amount and so on and so forth, and the mechanics of it. So, so as I say, we're still waiting to see the actual detail of the investment.
This is something we've obviously spoken to you about on the show multiple times. Now that it's actually rubber stamped, it's worth reminding ourselves of what's actually at stake here. So when the money comes in, and maybe we don't know for sure what's going to be coming in 2028, for example, but certainly with the money, €3 million next year, that's going to be evenly split amongst every League of Ireland club in the country.
Yeah, but like, I think one of the key things today, Owen, I think almost as important as the level of funding and investment, I think it's the fact that it's a multi-annual, and there's a commitment. Yes. There's a really strong commitment from the government. So not only does that allow ourselves within the League of Ireland and the FAI, but also the clubs to plan and take the long-term view that we've been speaking about for the last while. So again, from our perspective, we're delighted that the government and Minister O'Donovan and Minister McConnellogue have bought into that vision, and so we're obviously very grateful, and as I say, overall it's a really positive outcome, and we're looking forward to working with the government, the department and Sport Ireland.
And you'd imagine they will be fully on board with the idea of ramping this up over the following few years, and then, as you pointed out in your budget proposal, a ramping down eventually. And as we've seen from some of the big transfer fees that have come up over the past couple of years, from Mason Milia to Victor Ojemvuna, this should become a self-sustainable model.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I suppose our vision for this is that it is an investment, if you like, as opposed to a handout, if you like. And I suppose the one thing where football is maybe different than maybe some other sports, there is a financial ecosystem that exists globally, if you like. So, and we've never really been part of that financial global ecosystem, if you like. So from our point of view, we framed this as an investment proposal. And again, we're delighted that the government have bought into that vision. So, So as I say, we're overall a really positive day, and I think the thing about it is, in terms of the sustainability, obviously it's really important that that we put the building blocks in place. I think one of the problems that we've discussed about Irish football in the past is the fact that short-termism has been a massive challenge. And the fact that the funding today and the investment is multi-annual, that does allow us to put the various different building blocks in place to develop that, you know, industry and the long-term sustainability that we need.
And the building blocks is a good way of putting it, because I'd imagine the needs in certain areas of the country are going to be different to the needs of other areas of the country. I'm sure some of the top-tier Premier Division clubs can take this money on and power on, whereas some of the clubs maybe outside of the capital or whatever the case may be, they probably need more of a kickstart, and basic stuff like facilities are going to be required for them in a way that it wouldn't be needed for, say, a Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, look, and I think the thing about it is, in relation to the distribution of the funding, it's really important from our point of view that kids in every part of the country, you know, doesn't matter where you're from, have the opportunity to play at a League of Ireland academy level, if you like. And it's also important, and you know, Sport Ireland and the department and you know, the government really strong on the fact that, you know, they felt as though every club needed a certain level of baseline support, again, to put those building blocks in place to give clubs the chance to basically thrive.
So do we know that what the breakdown is going to be per club? Is that still something you're working out?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So again, that's what I say, when we talk about the detail, again, we're not sure of the detail at the moment. So
the thing that's one of the big outcomes from this is the creation of new jobs. So with the ask that you put to government, it was estimated that there would be 3 full-time staff per League of Ireland club or per academy created, 3 new jobs per academy created. Is that now going to drop to 2, do we think, given the current funding? And do we know what sort of roles they'll encapsulate? I presume there'll be like a head of an academy per academy, but there was some suggestion that there'd be a head of coaching and an academy administrator as part of those other 2 roles. So what are the 2 roles going to be, do you think?
Yeah, so basically how we sort of framed the investment proposal. So we basically obviously went to, you know, to Sport Ireland, the department and the government, and we basically sort of outlined the 6 or 7 key areas, if you like, that we were looking for support on. And we obviously put a figure against those different spends, if you like. So, but from our point of view, in terms of the actual key roles, so the 3 key roles in each academy would be an academy manager. So again, the academy manager basically is responsible for the long-term strategic development of the academy, the head of coaching. So that particular role is probably more about the implementation of the club strategy and vision. And then obviously the academy administrator, and that role obviously is key in the sense that they're there to support the other 2 roles, if that makes sense. So again, in lieu of the fact that we haven't seen the detail in relation to the investment funding, you know, we're not too sure how that's going to look at the moment, but they were the 3 key roles.
There's a likelihood then that the administrator role might be a part-time or potentially a voluntary role?
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, again, we're not too sure at this moment.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
When it comes to what you actually need to do in each area of the country and in each academy, I presume in some areas there's going to be an academy director role that is absolutely already there, basically, and in other cases that's not the situation. Training up these people to become academy directors from a place where there has been no academy funding before, what are the intentions around that?
Yeah, so again, there are very sort of specific roles that require specific skill sets. So obviously from a coach education point of view and a coach development perspective within the FEI, again, I think it's probably fair to say that it's sort of best in class, certainly from a UEFA point of view and around Europe. But again, the fact that these roles are actually quite specific, so again, we'll be working with people over the next sort of 12 months to make sure that we sort of train and develop the workforce as well. So again, you know, and that's part of the reason why we built in a phase-in period in terms of the actual investment proposal, because we do need time to build capacity within the clubs, and we also need time to develop the workforce. So that's going to be a key thing for us moving forward. So again, we want to make sure that we have that, obviously, you know, that we make the most of the taxpayers' money and that we have the best people in place to, you know, deliver.
When it comes to how the funds are going to be divvied up, like as we said, 81% of the funds are going to go to the clubs, then the FAI themselves are going to receive a small percentage of it, basically to establish a centralised player platform and potentially another few things. What does that involve, the centralised player platform?
Yeah, so look, again, from our point of view, the fact that it's a, you know, it's public money and taxpayers' money, you know, that's something, you know, we take that responsibility very, very seriously. So it's really important from our point of view that we can measure the progress going forward. So we built up a really good relationship with Double Pass. Obviously, Double Pass came in and conducted the recent League of Ireland Academy audit. So just moving forward, it's important that we embed, you know, auditing and analysis as part of the academy system moving forward. So it's really important that we can measure progress in that regard, and the fact that it's done independently. The second piece, from a, you know, a central funding point of view, would be, you know, the football intelligence platform. So that's effectively, you know, for the want of a better phrase, almost like a one-stop shop whereby you can input all of the data in relation to the various players around the country. You can start developing, you know, national benchmarks in terms of athletic development and so on and so forth. So again, the clubs can obviously avail that in terms of the dashboard there to track how they're actually progressing, you know, internally. And then from an FEI point of view and from an international point of view, obviously, you know, that's helpful to the you know, the international department in terms of squad selections and so on and so forth.
I'm sure it's something that has come into consideration, and maybe it's come up in conversation with government as well. I presume you envisage all the potential pitfalls over the next couple of years, and look, it's something that we're very familiar with regards to League of Ireland clubs, is that sometimes clubs can get into financial danger. Thankfully, the league's in a much better place, but we still have the Dundalk example from just last year. What does happen hypothetically if a club were to go out of business and they're in receipt of this funding?
Yeah, so look, I think the key thing from our point of view, like, you know, we absolutely understand maybe why government would be hesitant, like previously, in terms of sort of, you know, put, you know, giving funding towards this. But I think the one thing that we've tried to do over the last, you know, certainly over the last 18 months, is obviously listen to the feedback that we're receiving from, whether it's the various ministers, whether it's the department, whether it's Sport Ireland. I'd like to think that we've, you know, that we've listened and taken on board the feedback. And we basically tried to build in the various, you know, mechanisms to make sure that, you know, the funding is ring fenced and it's spent wisely and spent on exactly what its intended purpose is. So again, as part of obviously the investment proposal, there's obviously a section in relation to government and oversight. So again, just to give, you know, the government and the departments the extra bit of sort of peace of mind and comfort that they need, you know, we've suggested things like independent oversight committees, whereby the government can have a nominee, Sport Ireland can have a nominee, you know, football might have a nominee. So again, independent people who can basically oversee, you know, this fund and make sure that it's been spent properly. And then there's lots of other, you know, there's lots of other sort of areas in relation to governance and I suppose traceability in terms of funding and that. So again, we realise, you know, within the League of Ireland and within the FEI that, you know, this is a golden opportunity for us. So it's really important, like the best way to build trust and confidence is through actions. Again, I'd like to think that we did a good job in the summer with the audits. So again, from our point of view, moving forward now, it's just about, you know, trying to build on that and build that confidence and trust. But we're confident. And again, I think today's endorsement by the government and by, you know, Minister O'Donovan and Mr. McConnell Oak, I think, as I say, I think the proposal sort of, you know, is robust enough to give them the confidence needed to invest.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's a very exciting day for Irish football. Not to use the word daunting, but maybe from your own standpoint, you've all of a sudden got all these academies propping up around the country. In terms of the expertise that you're going to lean on, I mean, as you say, you did the audit with Double Pass earlier this summer. How do you go about creating an infrastructure from scratch, which is an accurate way of describing what this is to some degree?
Yeah, look, again, the one thing that we haven't been afraid to do is to listen and learn from other people and lean on people, to be honest with you. We've always said that we don't know everything. So again, we've really sort of tapped into the expertise within the department and within Sport Ireland, particularly the likes of Paul McDermott and Ora Stapledon. They've been great throughout the process. Even politically, to be honest with you, you know, it's, you know, having the likes of Michael ring there in Dermot O'Hearn, and they've done a huge amount of work in relation to this particular proposal in terms of the lobbying with Jack Chambers and Micheál Martin and obviously Simon Harris and Pascal Donoghue. So you know, we have leaned on people, you know, we have tapped into other people's area of expertise, and the same thing will apply when we're trying to put the foundations in place in relation to this. So ironically enough, the fact that we're so far behind other academy systems across Europe, there's an opportunity there for us to learn from other people's mistakes, if you like, you know. So look, we have a very clear vision as to, you know, what this will look like moving forward, but having said all that, you know, we definitely will check in with other people to get their opinion and guidance. There's lots of experts in this country, obviously not just in football, and you look at the likes of sort of Des Ryan, you look at the people around the game, even the likes of Brian Kerr and people, lots of experience, lots of expertise, so we certainly won't be afraid to ask for help.
The funding is going to be managed by Sport Ireland and the Department of Sport. I presume there will be a yearly review from their perspective in terms of what you're actually doing.
Yeah, so again, all the clubs, so basically when we see the detail, but certainly from our point of view, there'll be almost like like a contract, for the want of a better phrase, between the recipients, i.e. the clubs, and obviously the funder, who will be either Sport Ireland or the department. Obviously there'll be a list of conditions, so in relation to, you know, receiving that funding, and obviously the fact that it's taxpayers' money and it's public money, you know, the clubs are very open to the fact that they will be audited, and they have to make sure that every single cent is accounted for, and that we basically maximise the investment. So again, we've no problem with that. We're very open to that. Again, even in terms of, you look at, you know, the looks of double pass coming in, that will be part of the process going forward. So again, that quality assurance piece and the oversight piece is really important.
The thing that I'm sure you've covered quite a bit in your pre-budget submission is the idea of when this is actually going to bear fruit. And it's why it was so important that this funding came now, because it's not going to fix the issues in Irish football now. It is going to take a number of years. And realistically, it's beyond the point where academies start washing their own face with this. We are talking a decade, really, before we start to see the green shoots, say, with the national men's team from this academy structure.
I think the long-term impact will be probably, down the road. But we would definitely see the impact even in the short to medium term, to be honest with you, even in terms of player development. So the fact that we have, as things were this morning, we probably had 12 people working full-time in the academy system in this country. Again, depending on the detail of the investment proposal, but hopefully that's obviously going to multiply quite significantly, today. So having those people in place right across the country will have an immediate impact. We'll definitely start to begin to see the benefits in relation to obviously the quality of players that we produce for the League of Ireland, and then obviously, you know, in turn for the international teams. And of course, it's going to take some time to find its way to the senior international teams, men's and women's. But we have to start somewhere. So, you know, from our point of view, and even, you know, just as you touched on earlier on about it being daunting, you know, we don't see it as being daunting at all. Like, we're really excited. We've waited a long time for today, to be honest. So the real work basically starts today. So it's some that we're really excited about and some that we're really positive about.
Is it going to be a case where all the clubs will essentially be 100% in control of their own decisions with regards to how they spend the money and the personnel that they hire, perhaps, is a better way to frame that question? Or is this going to be a collaborative thing between the FAI and the individual academies?
Yeah, so again, the detail has to be worked out. Okay. So we'll take our guidance from Sport Ireland and the department. It certainly won't be the case that, you know, the clubs will receive money and they can go off and do what they want with it. So again, it's you know, the money will be ring-fenced for specific projects, if you want to call it that. Because it's really important that we deliver, you know, on the objectives, if that makes sense. So there will be obviously, you know, I suppose, a framework put in place. And to be fair to the clubs, you know, we have worked in the last sort of year or two, like in a very sort of collaborative way, to be honest with you, you know. So we don't see that changing at all going forward. And I think the one thing, You know, if we've done anything well over the last 18 months, it's the fact that we brought everybody on the journey with us. You know, the clubs have been great. They've really bought into it. They've been really patient. They've done everything that's been asked of them, you know, so I think they need to be sort of commended for that. So from our point of view, as I say, there's a really strong working relationship there between the League of Ireland Department and the FEI and obviously the clubs. So, you know, everybody is fully aware that if we're going to maximise the potential of this opportunity, that we all need to work together.
For sure. And then, as a final point, one of the things that we're constantly telling ourselves, certainly when you've been putting together this submission, is how far Ireland lags behind the rest of Europe. Is your general sense that this first injection of cash is going to close that gap considerably?
Yeah, look, I think so. I think it will have an immediate impact. You know, I definitely think even within the first 12 months, you know, we'll be able to go back to the department and Minister O'Donovan and Minister McConnell and actually outline, you know, like our achievements in year one, if you like, and the progress that we've made. So again, from our point of view, it's really important that we're able to measure the progress or not, as the case may be. And that's something that we welcome, because we want to be able to, you know, we want to be able to turn around to our partners in government and say, okay, here's exactly what we've been asked to deliver, and here's what we have delivered, if you like, you know, and to what extent. So again, the measurement piece is really important from our point of view. So because that actually strengthens our position when we go back and, you know, when we look to obviously increase funding and like when we look to, you know, go back and, you know, maybe put a foot forward in relation to, you know, additional roles. So, and I think the important thing to say is from our point of view, like, you know, like we're not at the finishing line. Like today is the starting line, if you like. So it's not job done. We've literally just got to the starting line today. So as I say, we're looking forward to working with all the various different partners, including the government, to make sure that we can obviously deliver not only for the taxpayer, but for the nation as well.
You have been listening to FAI and League of Ireland Academy Development Manager, Will Clark. Will, very best of luck with everything and congrats on getting to the start line.
Cheers. Thanks, Owen.
Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by William Hill. Download the app and play today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.